listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
But it was dismissed before, apparently before it ever really even got looked at.
You were a witch.
I dabbled into witchcraft. I never joined a coven.
We talk about bending. It's incredible.
There's totally no... against any expansion of birth control.
I forgot he was black tonight.
Famous Phil Hendry Show, joined here by Robert Leonard.
I forgot he was black tonight.
I'm kidding around, Robert.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. I mean, we go right to the looking glass, man. We turn the whole thing on its head, and we take you with us, and we go places other talk shows cannot go. Even if they wanted to. 877-876-PHIL, and believe me, a lot of them wish they could. Now, welcome to our program. Don't forget the website is philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. More and more as we progress into this new millennium, the online presence of any radio program, radio station, of anybody, whether you are in radio or whether you make milkshakes, having an online presence. Let's say, for instance, you're a janitor.
You should have a website.
Yes. You should have your own website, your own expression, a blog. Today, I cleaned up vomit, you know.
Yeah, and if like you're saying milkshakes, no.
You make milkshakes at McDonald's. Let's say you pick up the lot at McDonald's. Let's say you do lot pickup. You know, Biffy's lot pickup page, man. Tell everybody about it. On our show, we have our website at philhendryshow.com where you can go and watch our show right now. You can. There's live streaming video. And I was saying before the show, I'm so sick to death of that lousy lighting we got. But nonetheless, we have the best quality video of any live streaming video on the net of radio. And our radio show is actually interesting to watch. So, come on over, take a look. 877-876-PHIL, in the meantime, is our number, and let's get on with the stuff that's going on the planet Earth here. Now, we had last week the story of this guy, Ken Kratz. Remember him?
Yeah, he's a guy who sexually molested a woman.
Well, no, but I mean, he was sexting her.
Yeah, it was like writing messages.
Yeah, he was writing sex messages. Wisconsin prosecutor Kratz admits sexting domestic violence victim. He goes on leave. New woman now claims he invited her to an autopsy and made sexual advances. Now, that guy's got style.
Yeah. That's bitching.
It's fantastic, man. Way to do it.
You guys are nuts. You take a woman to an autopsy and make a sexual advance?
Sure. Maybe it was the dead woman that would... Anyway, I shouldn't. The Wisconsin prosecutor...
Oh, yeah, that's like that Sam Kinison bit when he's talking about...
Never mind what he was talking about. The Wisconsin prosecutor... what?
You know what I was going to say.
All you had to say was Sam Kinison. I know what you're saying. The Wisconsin prosecutor who admits sending dozens of racy text messages to a domestic violence victim with whom he was hoping to start an affair went on medical leave today.
Ha!
Medical leave?
What, are you going to go in a nut house?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, that, if he's going to admit that he's got to go into the nut bin, then he may never come back to a job.
Well, they can't fire you if you're going on medical leave, man. Can't do that.
What about, yeah, but a sexual harassment and everything.
No. They can't fire you until they, you know, sort out what's going on. Like, for instance, if you're going on vacation and it just so happens you've been accused of something that's fairly serious, like sexual harassment, etc., they can't can you until there's been a full and complete, you know, investigation into this thing. So he's going on a medical leave. That's not a vacation.
Yeah, but what kind of medical leave are you going to go on account of being, set, you know, being perv and perved out?
Well, maybe you're going on a medical leave to have your pervism. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but it might be that he had it planned, you know.
Might be a vacation.
No, because they're calling it a medical leave. Maybe they're calling it a medical leave so we can get it paid. I don't know what it is. In any event... As the governor of a state pledged to move forward very, very swiftly with proceedings to remove him from office. The office of Calumet County District Attorney Kenneth R. Kratz announced his departure from his daily duties in a news release Monday, saying the 9-term elected prosecutor would be away from work for an undetermined period of time. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle, a former district attorney and the state attorney general, says he'll start proceedings to remove Kratz from office as soon as a verified complaint is filed by a county taxpayer. As required by law. So there has to be a complaint filed by a county taxpayer. Very interesting law, isn't it?
Well, that lady that he sexted?
Yeah, the lady that he sent the messages to would probably be the one.
What if she ain't no taxpayer?
What do you mean, what if she ain't no taxpayer?
Yeah, she don't own property.
No, horse dung, man. You're a county taxpayer. You don't have to own property. Well, wait a minute. I guess you would have to own property.
Yeah, man. If you pay taxes in Wisconsin, you'd have to find out if they got state tax or if they got county. I don't understand how they do that.
I don't know. Anyway, pressure on... Oh, I know. She could get it from... Forget it, man. Maybe you're a lawyer. I don't understand. You and I don't understand. I'm sure the lady... It's not... I'm sorry. You can't file a sexual harassment complaint because you don't own a house. No way. No, no. That can't be.
Yeah, it can be because that's how they kept a lot of black people from like owning a house and everything.
How?
Because you couldn't buy a house if you weren't a county taxpayer.
You couldn't buy a house if you weren't a county taxpayer.
You gotta own a house, man, to be a county taxpayer.
Or I mean, well, didn't they keep black people from voting?
Yes, they did. That was a poll tax, and you had to be able to read and write. It was a bunch of horse dung. It was all, like, against the Constitution and stuff. Anyway, Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle, a former district attorney and state attorney general, you got to be a taxpayer to own a house.
That's what I thought.
Anyway, Jim Doyle, a former district attorney and state attorney, says he will start proceedings. Pressure on Kratz to resign has grown daily since the Associated Press first reported last week that he sent more than 24 text messages last year to a 26-year-old woman whose boyfriend he'd been prosecuting for allegedly trying to strangle her. Dude... Bad time to be sending sex messages to a woman. She's just recovering from almost getting strangled to death. You're prosecuting her boyfriend. She goes from the frying pan into your big fat fire. Fox 11 TV in Green Bay talked to Calumet County residents about the sexting incident.
I think he should own up to what he did and just say, you know what, I see people disagree with what I've done, and just move on. He should resign.
Is this the first time? Just because we know about it, or has this happened before?
Surprising to me in this day and age, no. You would think they'd have more brains, but...
I work with disabled adults, and if I did something, you know, tried to hit on one of my clients, you know, I'd be fired right away.
Of course, because...
Yeah, who'd hit on a woman with one leg?
Exactly. Now,
you shut up with that! Man, you said that's bad, man. I'm just kidding around.
Well, it ain't funny.
Yeah, you laughed originally.
No, I did not.
You said, yeah, huh?
That ain't laughing. Okay, thank you very much for that, man. In this next clip, Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle tells a press conference he's surprised the Office of Lawyer Regulation didn't punish Kratz. Why, if it were him, he would have, but, you know, he was busy.
That it was dismissed before, apparently before it ever really even got looked at. That's obviously very troubling to me. Again, as a former... district attorney, if I had an assistant district attorney who had done something like this, there would have been job action, and it is hard to believe that there's not a violation of the Code of Professional Responsibility.
And here is the Attorney General, J.B. Van Hollen. He is not pleased with Kratz's actions.
When those of us who are out there to protect victims see another one who is preying on victims and using that position to do so, obviously I think it reflects poorly on the whole system and, of course, has obviously a horrendous impact on that victim herself.
Now, the young lady's name, Stephanie Van Grohl, she went to police after receiving the messages from Kratz in which he called her, quote, a tall, young, hot nymph and asked whether she is, quote, the kind of girl that likes secret contact with an older... Does he get... This guy's... This cat's game, I can't imagine... He gets any real response, you know?
He might. He's trying it on people and everything. He probably has a harem of women.
Yeah, you know how a lot of these guys are. Probably have a lot of money, too.
What a dork. Are you that kind of girl that likes secret contact with an older married elected DA? What a unconscionable jackball. It troubles me deeply that somebody turns to the criminal justice system for help and receives the kinds of texts that we've seen, Doyle told reporters. No kidding. My behavior was inappropriate, Kratz said. I'm embarrassed and ashamed for the choices that I made and found with mine alone. Sounds like he got some of that lingo. That sounds like psychobabble that he got from some kind of a nut doctor. And because he's a sociopath, you know, the nut doctor told him to say this, you know, this is what's wrong with you. Uh-huh. And he just kind of mimicked it. And now he goes everywhere doing psychobabble. The choices that I made. Closure. The choices that I made. I mean, oh, God. People start rolling those words out, man. You know they've been...
Yeah, they probably been on a couch someplace.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not supposed to trust nobody like that?
I wouldn't. Anybody that uses the word closure. See, I like to think that, and I shouldn't, this is very arrogant of me, I apologize, but I like to think that the people I hang with are smart enough to notice that closure has been so overworked in the culture that they'd rather just move on to a new word, like maybe I'm done with it or to hell with it, something like that.
What's that mean?
Closure. The choices that I made have been inappropriate, and I are now seeking closure, he said. Van Grohl told state investigators that the first text message from Kratz came 10 minutes after she left his office in October 2009 following a meeting in which she detailed the abuse that her boyfriend had inflicted. Oh, my God. If I was this young lady's father, I would there would be a very strong, protest. Anyway, over 2 days, 29 more messages from Kratz followed, increasing in suggestiveness and at times taking a threatening tone. Bull. Investigators reported that Van Grohl felt afraid that if she didn't do what he wanted, Kratz will throw her whole case out. I don't blame her.
Well, you don't know. You're not a lady.
I don't have to be a lady to think. What are you talking about, man? I don't have to be a lady to understand what she's saying.
But you're not a lady, though. When have you ever been in that situation where somebody said, hey, Mr. Hendry, I'd really like to have you, you know, be hot and everything for me.
But I can well imagine someone, in other words, it's like extortion. Do you understand? I want something, and if you don't do it, this is what's going to happen.
You never have, though.
Okay, fine. I never have. Also on Monday, Doyle's office said another woman accused Kratz of making advances by inviting her to view the autopsy of a murder victim. Now, that's what I call hot sex. In an email written to the governor last week, the woman claimed to have met Kratz online in December 2009. On a dinner date, the woman says Kratz divulged to her the details of an ongoing murder investigation in which a woman was believed to have been killed by her boyfriend. The woman said Kratz sent her repeated text messages over the next few days with updates on the case, eventually inviting her to attend the autopsy. Oh, boy. You know, that's there's no accounting for weird asses. All right, coming up, as we get further and deeper and more richly into this evening's news, Tyler Colvin of the Chicago Cubs making a break for home plate from third base. Someone was at bat. They hit the ball. The bat busted in half. The barrel part of the bat flew through the air and impaled itself almost. Well, we'll give you the story when we come back. In a world-famous Phil Hendry show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You never been, like, no lady ever said that.
Phil Hendry.
We got a couple of sports stories, but this one was breaking this evening. When I say breaking, it's a few hours old now. Perhaps you've gotten this story already, but it's a sad story. Denver Bronco wide receiver Kenny McKinley died Monday at the age of 23 in an apparent suicide, according to police. And this is a story from Miami. It is an ongoing matter. However, our initial investigation indicates he died from a self-inflicted gunshot. Right now, that is the status, according to the Arapahoe. Well, that is Denver, I guess. Arapahoe County Sheriff J. Grayson Robinson told Reuters. He was in the home. You know, I really wish that we could find out where these things take place. I've got a story here that says Miami. Reuters doesn't give me any idea as to where it is. Arapahoe County, I don't know about you, but I don't exactly know where that's at. So can we find out, please, where this happened? And I apologize, folks, but as far as I'm concerned, when I'm reading news, I got to know where something happened. Just because he's a Denver Bronco wide receiver doesn't mean that he lives in Denver. And why does this say Miami? In any event, he was in the home alone when the incident happened. He added, the tragedy is the second to hit the Broncos in recent years, following the murder of cornerback Darrent Williams in a drive-by shooting in 2007. Everyone with the Broncos is shocked and saddened by the loss of Kenny McKinley, team president Pat Bowlen said. He was part of the Broncos family. He'll be greatly missed by our organization. The kid was 23. 23. My most heartfelt condolences go out to Kenny's family and friends. McKinley was a fifth-round pick in the 09 NFL draft. He played in 8 games with the Broncos as a rookie. He was placed on injured reserve prior to the start of the 2010 season after suffering a knee injury. Kenny had a promising future on the football field, but more importantly, he was a great teammate whose smile and personality could lighten up the room, according to Broncos head coach Josh McDaniels. It's a tragic loss for our football team and for his family, and all of us have them in our thoughts and prayers. That's Kenny McKinley of the Denver Broncos. Tyler Colvin is a guy who's lucky to be alive, and I'm not kidding you. As a matter of fact, among the many very interesting aspects to this story, Tyler Colvin, who is a Chicago Cubs player, almost was impaled by a baseball bat. The bat did strike him. It did puncture the skin through his rib cage and protruded into what is called the chest well. That is any area in your chest that is not inhabited by an organ. So it didn't puncture his lung. But what happened, and the picture that was taken, was of all things, Keith Olbermann was sitting, and he looks like he's got some damn good seats. He's sitting on the third base line. He takes a picture with his cell phone, and you can see the bat about ready to spear Tyler Colvin. The bat fragment struck. Here's what happened. Chicago outfielder Tyler Colvin has been hospitalized after suffering a terrifying injury against the Florida Marlins at Sun Life Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. Colvin was running home from third base when teammate Wellington Castillo's bat split, sending a portion of the splintered object flying towards Colvin. Now, here are the announcers in this particular broadcast, the play-by-play announcers for WGN. So, was Keith Olbermann in Miami? Was he? Okay. In any event, because this thing is in Miami, here is, or maybe he took it off of his television set, I don't know. But here are the play-by-play announcers on WGN television discussing the splintered bat hitting Tyler Colvin once they realize what's happened.
Down the left field line, and it's fair. That ball bounces out. It hit the pole. And did the bat hit Colvin?
Yeah, it did. As he was coming down that third baseline, I think he was following the flight of the ball, and that bat got him pretty good.
Well, hopefully he is okay.
The bat fragment struck Colvin in the chest, and the 25-year-old was hospitalized. According to Chicago Breaking Sports, the wound was only a few inches from his heart and could have been much more serious. Instead, there is minimal external bleeding, and he is in stable condition, according to ESPN.com. MSNBC's Keith Olbermann tweeted a picture of the bat heading in towards Colvin's chest. I really feel bad about, Castillo said. It wasn't on purpose, but he's my teammate. I hope he's getting better. A Cubs spokesman said Colvin was in stable condition at Jackson Memorial Hospital and is expected to remain there for the next few days for observation. Colvin was watching Castillo's liner into the left field corner and looked surprised when he was hit by the bat. These bats, I'm amazed it doesn't happen more, said Cubs manager Mike Quaid. We've seen guys get hit with pieces, but to actually get stabbed with one, I just don't ever remember seeing it. A Cubs trainer said Colvin was hit in the upper right chest, allowing air into his chest well and potentially into his lungs. It didn't puncture a lung. He had very little external bleeding, but he was treated with a chest tube to prevent a collapsed lung. The right fielder is expected to miss the rest of the season. He hit .254 with 20 homers and 56 RBIs in his first year in the major leagues. Okay, so that's that. That's the sports news.
That's a big night in sports.
Well, you know, I mean, and I said to Rance, I never heard of that happening. And just like that that manager, I mean, I've been watching baseball since I was 9 years old. I have never heard of a guy getting impaled with a bat. Now, I've heard of guys getting hit in the face with line drives, and there's a famous incident that happened before I was born, I think. There was a pitcher for the Cleveland Indians named Herb Score, who later became, I think, their announcer. And he took a line drive off of his face and apparently popped the eye right out of the socket.
Oh, man, are you kidding me?
No. And he wound up, you know, he pushed his eyeball back in.
No, you're lying.
I'm kidding around.
He didn't push his eyeball in.
No, he didn't. But his eye came out of a socket.
Wow.
And for the rest of his life, he wore a patch over his eye.
Why?
Because he had his eyeball popped out of his head.
Well, did he put it back in?
I don't know, man, but he put a patch on because he didn't want anybody to look at it. Anyway, I heard about that happening. Coming up, a lawyer blames caffeine for his client confessing to murder. Otherwise, he didn't do it. But he drank so much Starbucks that he decided, yes, he did. 877-876-PHIL, the Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com. Check it out. Live stream and video.
Phil Henry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and our email is, our website, philhenryshow.com. What is our email, man? Well, you can email me at, here's how you email me. You go over to our website, and you click on backstage, I think, and it says email Phil, something like that.
Yeah, you got to go and hit a button.
I know you got to go hit a button.
What are you doing, man? You're like reaching down and grabbing your...
No, well, do you have to point it out to people?
Yeah, you're reaching down, doing some ball ham. Oh,
shut up. Look at this, man. Now my news is all over the floor because I had to smack you. No, you don't go to that. You go over to the web. You want to email me, go to my website, philhenryshow.com. All right, profiling student cheaters. Are they psychopaths? I don't know, man, but I'll tell you one thing. I saw the quote last week, and they say that one in every 25 adults has got no conscience. No conscience.
What's that supposed to mean? What do you mean, no conscience?
There's a doctor, Dr. Martha Stout, and she wrote a book called The Sociopath Next Door. She makes the claim that one in 25 people are sociopaths. I believe it, man. I swear to God, I believe it.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm saying they have no conscience. So that, here's what it means. I forget what I was doing, but I saw someone pass out one day. And I think we were down near the beach, but there was a group of people standing in one place, and I saw this woman pass out. Maybe it was from the heat. Maybe it was from, I don't know, illness. She was with these people, and I was watching this from the bench. I saw her drop, and I saw her friends race over to help her. But this one guy stood there, staring. And then he started moving. Now, I'm not saying he's a sociopath. I wouldn't go so far. He might have been scared. It might have been difficult for him to react. But there's a possibility that it didn't faze him watching someone collapse. And then realized, oh, you know, I better go over there and pretend like I'm interested, because otherwise people will, you know, find me out. It isn't so much being found out. It's, you know, you want to be in control. When you're a psychopath or a sociopath, because you don't have any conscience, you don't have any feelings, you're not exactly sure how to act at all times. You know?
What do you mean, man? How can you not have no feeling about a lady falling down?
Because you don't have any feelings about it.
Yeah, I read about guys like that. The guy said that they kill a person and it feels just like they're cutting a steak.
Really?
Yeah.
Exactly, man. They can kill a person, they can stab a person, and they have as much emotion doing that as you and I would have cutting a hot dog or something. So because of that, because they don't have that emotional life, they're not exactly sure that their responses and their reactions are appropriate all the time. So they're always looking to make sure they have control of the situation. And control of the situation, of course, would be responding the right way. And sometimes it's controlling the people in the situation, controlling a person in the situation. And that can be, if you got a psychopath who's like sadistic, that can be murder. So anyway, they think maybe student cheaters could be psychopaths. That is, people who cheat because there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, why not cheat as opposed to study if you can get away with cheating?
Yeah, well, then you don't know nothing of what they taught you.
Yeah, but is that important? Or is it important just to keep passing tests so then you get the big job and then you make the big money?
Yeah, but like if you're a doctor, man, are you going to kill somebody because you don't know what you're doing? All you did was cheat?
Well, that doesn't matter to a psychopath, though. They don't care.
Yeah, but You could get sued or something.
Now, would a psychopath got that all figured out? Here's a psychopath. He goes to college, right?
Yeah.
And he cheats on every test, right? And he goes to med school, cheats on every test, cheat. Gets out, becomes a doctor, has an office, starts to treat patients, and they start dying left and right because he doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. Now, he's got that all figured out. Why, it could be that they were this and they were that. You see, it wasn't my fault. They were very ill. He'll lie and cheat and steal and falsify the records so that he can continue to have his nice little office there. Of course, if it gets too hot for him, he decides to leave town. He's not murdering them, understand. He's just so incompetent, he doesn't know what he's doing. But he doesn't care to learn more about being a doctor. He's not going to hit the medical journals. He's not going to maybe go back to school and do it all over again. No, he's going to keep his doctor gig because it's all about him, and all the bread he's making. So what he's going to do is, if it gets too hot, he'll move his practice to another city. Maybe he'll get certified someplace else. Maybe, you know, whatever. Or maybe they don't die. Maybe they just get really sick. Or maybe they don't get really sick. Maybe they don't even know the doctor's making him sick because he's so damn charming. See, that's the other thing.
Oh, yeah. I bet you he's like, if he has lady patients, too.
Right, bud. If he has lady patients.
Man, what do you mean lady?
That's what they are.
You don't even call woman, man, lady. Sound all gay and everything.
No. They're called ladies.
Fine, bud. They're lady. Anyway. So they may think, oh, Dr. So-and-so, he's the greatest doctor in the world. Meanwhile, this guy's been making them sick for years. But they think he's charming, and they think he's a great guy, because these guys are full of crap. And remember what Dr. Stone told us. The most charming guy in the room, if you're a woman and you go into a bar, or you go into a nightclub, or whatever, party, the most charming guy in the room could very well be a psychopath. Because if a cat zeroes in on you, and he's just Mr. Charm, watch it. Be careful. The reason why he's so charming is because he doesn't care what you think about him. Well, I mean, he does. You know, he does. But if he decides that he wants you and you don't want him, well, he's going to control you. He's going to do something. He's going to mess with you. He's going to whatever, you know. If he's a sadistic psychopath, I mean, he might even try to do something, you know, like kill you. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but the point that I'm making is he can afford to be charming because he doesn't give a damn what people think. He doesn't care what anybody thinks of him. A lot of guys are shy and they're, you know,
well, gee, I hope, Mary, you'll go with me to the church social next weekend.
What do you mean church social?
You know, like the places you go?
No.
And guys are all shy and women think, well, you know, maybe he doesn't have confidence. A psychopath isn't like that. So I don't know what this has to do with cheating, but in any event, that's very interesting. Now, let's get to this story we were telling you about. A lawyer for a Kentucky man accused of strangling his wife argued at trial on Monday that excessive caffeine from sodas, energy drinks, and diet pills left the defendant so sleep-deprived and mentally unstable that he falsely confessed to the killing. Attorney Shannon Sexton said in opening statements at the murder trial of Woody Will Smith that he did not kill...
Talk about Will Smith.
Woody Will Smith, okay?
No, it's not him, right?
No, it ain't him. Woody Will Smith, age 33.
That's how much he'd be, though.
What do you mean how much he'd be?
That's how old he'd be.
It ain't Will Smith. His name's Woody Will Smith.
What's that mean?
That's what his name is. He did not kill his 28-year-old wife, Amanda Hornsby Smith, on May 4th, 2009.
How come her name ain't Hornsby?
Her name isn't Hornsby. What?
Why isn't her name Hornsby?
Her name is Hornsby.
But I mean him.
Yeah, how come his name ain't Hornsby?
His name ain't Hornsby? Because I don't know why. His name is Smith and her name is Smith. What do you mean Hornsby?
Well, how come she's called Amanda Hornsby?
Her name is Amanda Hornsby Smith because her maiden name was probably Hornsby.
Oh, yeah. Them women that keep hold on to that.
There's a lot of women that got them names like that now.
Exactly.
What, is Will that guy's maiden name?
No, man. He's a dude. They don't have no maiden names.
What's that Will mean?
That's his middle name. Will you guys shut up for a minute? You know, you're doing this on purpose, right?
No. You're talking about the lady's maiden name.
Dudes don't have maiden names, and you know it. Woody Will Smith. I bet you his name's Woody Smith, but when Will Smith got popular, he decided to start using his middle name.
Oh, that's his middle name.
Yes. No, man, it's his maiden name, just like his wife. The lawyer also told jurors that the man's statements to police were made under high pressure or high stress prompted by large amounts of caffeine and a lack of sleep. As a result of his altered state, Woody Smith provided a false confession, Sexton said. Reports and case records say at that time that he was drinking five or six soft drinks and energy drinks a day, along with taking diet pills. It all added up to more than 400 milligrams of caffeine a day. All right.
New record.
The argument was a twist on Sexton's previously stated defenses outlined in earlier court documents that a high intake of caffeine rendered Smith temporarily insane and unable to form the intent to kill his wife. He was unable to inform. So she's not arguing that the guy was insane and killed his wife because of the caffeine. He was unable to form that intent. So he didn't do it either way. In arguments on Monday, Sexton said DNA evidence taken from the victim's fingernails points away from his client, whom she described as lethargic, in a zone, all messed up, all jacked up, and out to lunch. Now, she didn't say that, but basically that's what she's saying. Prosecutors, meanwhile, portrayed Smith as an angry man who attacked his wife during a fight, then strangled her with an extension cord. God, man, this stuff goes on every day in our country, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty sick, man.
Every day, someone, like right now, you think somebody getting killed?
Yeah, of course.
No, but I mean, you think a man strangled his wife right now?
Right now, is a man anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world, yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do.
You mean like right now, though, right at the minute we're talking right now?
Yes, right now, I think there's a guy strangling his wife. Somewhere in the world?
Yeah.
Yes! That's a no-brainer.
How do you say a no-brainer?
How many people are there in the world, man? I mean, God, there's billions, okay? Right now...
No, but okay, right now... All right, what country?
I don't know what country. It's probably in America. It's dark out, and there's dudes that have been drinking...
Yeah, but what about, okay, let's forget about America. Is there somebody strangling a lady right now anywhere in the world?
Yes, bud, yes. I believe there is.
Where?
How would I know that, man?
You know, I'm saying he's doing it with the light, because it's sunny. Because it's sunny everywhere else.
Like a guy can't strangle his wife when it's sunny? Yeah, I think there's a guy strangling his wife right now.
Okay, you think there's a guy, like, I better not say, but, I wasn't going to say that. But do you think there's a guy right now... Okay, like, we're killing a deer with a bow and arrow.
What's so funny about that?
What the hell are you guys asking me, man?
You think there's a guy killing a deer with a bow and arrow right now?
Yes, I do.
Oh, man, how can you say that?
That's impossible.
No. Why would that be impossible, man? How about those cats that live right now? Right now, if you're asking me right now in the whole world...
Right now in the whole world, how do you know someone killing a deer with a bow and arrow?
Because, man, there's all kinds of countries and all kinds of people. Like Lapland. You know where that is?
Uh-uh.
That's up in the north part of Sweden. There's probably some dudes up there. They're killing reindeer with bow and arrow.
No, we said a deer.
I think there is.
Yeah, but whereabouts?
Figure it out, man. Probably in Siberia, in Russia right now. They got places... You know, man, there's places on this planet right now... Right now, in Russia, okay, what is it, 12:45 in Los Angeles. I know it's 8 hours ahead, so in London right now, it is 8:45, okay?
What time, day or night?
Day, man, it's 8:45 in the morning in London. So let's put it, if you move the clock ahead, say, 4 or 5 hours, you're in the middle of Siberia, so that means it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Siberia somewhere, okay?
Okay.
I bet you there's a cat out there with a bow and arrow trying to kill a deer, yeah.
Oh, man, hardly anybody lived there.
What are you talking about? Hardly anybody lives there, man. I'm talking all over all of Siberia. There's got to be a million people, man. A couple of million, 3, 4, 10 million people in Siberia. And I bet you there's at least one of those guys who's got a bow and arrow killing a deer.
Man, you know, that seems impossible to me.
Okay, do you think that... all right, let me ask you this. Is there any time right now that nobody's washing a car?
Will you get out of here with washing a car?
What is there?
Nobody's washing a car right now?
Yeah.
No.
So everybody's doing everything?
Bud, you guys are asking me right now as we speak, is it possible that no one's washing a car?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's possible.
Is there... Okay, so that's what we're saying. Everybody's doing everything.
No. No, I don't think everybody's doing everything. For instance, right now, no human being is flying without an airplane or just, you know, floating.
Oh, well, that's stupid, man.
Well, he was asking me. How did we get on this anyway?
You're talking about, like, the diet pills and everything.
I know how we did, because you were asking me, is it possible that there's another guy strangling his wife somewhere in the world right now?
Yeah, okay, right now.
Yes.
No, not, you already said 5 minutes ago, but right now.
I'll strangle you in 5 seconds, okay?
That's not a yes or no.
Yes, there's a guy strangling his wife right now. In another minute, there's going to be a guy strangling his wife in another part of the world right now. In another minute, there'll be another guy strangling another woman someplace. And there'll be a guy killing a deer with a bow and arrow and somebody be washing a car.
You think somebody's taking a bath right now?
Yes, somebody's taking a bath right. Wow.
Well, I don't mean that, but I mean, do you think it's possible no one take a bath?
Is it possible that no one takes a bath? Are you an idiot or something?
I mean at any time.
No, I think every time, every minute of every day in this world, there's someone somewhere taking a bath.
So that's what I mean. There's everything that can happen.
No, bud, but you guys are asking me about the most mundane stuff. Killing a deer with a bow and arrow, that sounds really weird to you and me, but there's cats that do that all the time, man. Strangling a woman, that's big deal. That always happens. I'm kidding, of course, but...
Yeah, that's cynical, man.
Oh, get a load of you, cynical. We'll be back. Lindsay Lohan may end up back in jail. We'll tell you why. Will there ever be a time anywhere on earth where Lindsay Lohan will not be in jail? And PhilHenryShow.com for the podcast, man. We got a brand new classic Phil podcast called That Ain't Cucumber Sauce. You got to check it out. It's Margaret Gray on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
After our show, head on over to our website as well, if you're not already there, and check out our show log. We have a show log for every single show, so when you go to the archives to listen to the show again or to download the show to your iPod or to, in our five-day archive, watch the video cast again, you've got a show log right there. We'll tell you who was on it and what we did and all of that on our website, philhendryshow.com. After failing two drug tests just weeks after leaving rehab, a judge has revoked Lindsay Lohan's probation and has issued a bench warrant for the troubled starlet's arrest. According to TMZ, Lohan won't actually be tracked down and loaded into the back of a police cruiser unless she misses a court date later this week. The warrant's been placed on hold until 8:30 a.m. on Friday, at which time it'll be activated if she fails to appear before Judge Eldon Fox. According to TMZ, they claim at least one of the failed tests was for cocaine. Now, the 24-year-old machete star took to Twitter over the weekend and admitted that she did, in fact, fail my most recent drug test. I'm quoting there. And that she was, quote, prepared to appear before Judge Fox next week as a result. According to the terms of Lohan's probation, a failed drug test means she's looking at another 30 days in jail. The woman's got a drug problem, man. She's just got a, you know, we all know this, but this is abuse. And when people say, well, why can't she just stay away from it? She can't. She's got a biochemical problem. In other tweets from Lohan, I love this. In other tweets from Lohan, she added, substance abuse is a disease which unfortunately doesn't go away overnight. I'm working hard to overcome it, and I'm taking positive steps forward every day. I'm testing every single day and doing what I must do to prevent any mishaps in the future. She's looking at another 30 days in jail with this failed drug test. But what kind of future awaits Ms. Lohan? Following Lohan's trial, sentencing, and stints in jail and rehab, many had high hopes for the one-time child star. With so much promise, could be turned her life around and forge ahead drug-free and charged with a bum to be. But with bad influences reportedly leading her astray, like her dad, confidence in Lohan is shakier than ever. Oh, my goodness gracious. No one really gives a crap what anybody else thinks. Lohan is just, she only has to impress a certain select group of people. She does.
What does that mean, man? People got to be on her side and everything.
She don't have to impress anybody other than the following people. Casting directors, okay? Her agent, her manager. The people that are casting the things that she wants to be in. Those are the only people she's got to impress.
Yeah, but what about you in a movie and people don't go, there's that drug addict?
No, I don't think they're going to care, man. I don't think they're going to care. I think they're going to say, hey, there's Lindsay Lohan. I think they'll go and watch the movie all the more. She doesn't have to worry about what anybody else thinks. She got to stay away from that father she's got. That guy's a wreck. Anyway, a source close to the family told Pop Eater, whatever the hell that is.
I don't know.
If anyone around Lindsay was in denial, that has all changed now. People suffering from addiction and constant help and need constant help. And not everyone around Lindsay admitted she had a problem. She was staying out late in L.A. as soon as she left rehab. Lohan was released from court-ordered rehab at UCLA Medical Center on August 24th after only 22 days. Judge Martha Revelle sentenced Lohan to 90 days in jail and a 90-day inpatient rehabilitation program on July 6th for violating her probation in a 2007 DUI case. She ended up serving only 14 days due to good behavior. Whatever the hell, man. According to sources close to the case, doctors overseeing the actress saw no cause to keep her in rehab for the entirety of the 90 days because they thought she was just fantastic. Well, no, she wasn't. And now she's got to go back to court. And why don't you guys just get rid of this whole... You don't put these people in jail. Stick them in some... You got to put them in some detox someplace. You got to get them cleaned up. Then you got to sit them down with some hardcore drug addicts that are now clean and sober and show them how life works. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, produced by Jason Rantz. Technical director is Charles Wygant. Our associate producer is Dan Northcraft. PhilHendryShow.com for our download of the show tomorrow and our video on demand.
Phil Hendry.